So we'll move on with our next set of presenters. And again, there will be three presentations followed by a Q&A. So we'll start off with Jessica Muir.
Yeah, so this is a little bit of a change of pace. So I work on modeling and tool development and sometimes even data analysis to learn about fundamental physics from large-scale cosmological observations of the universe. So we have this standard cosmological model, lambda CDM, that gives us a good phenomenological description of, you know, the universe over the past about 14 billion years. But there's big open questions in that, including understanding what dark matter and dark energy are. And one of the handles we have on that is to make measurements, for example, of the evolution of structure in the universe. So the progression of the universe from being a fairly uniform place to one that's lumpy and has galaxies and matter distributed more in some places than others. So my sort of recent attention has been mainly focused on working as part of the Dark Energy Survey collaboration to make measurements of that large scale structure. And particularly within DES, I work in the part of the collaboration to go from measurements of galaxy clustering and weak gravitational lensing, which both give you sort of complementary probes of the distribution of matter in the universe, to go from those measurements to saying something about the parameters of physical models. So I've something that I'm currently spending a lot of my attention on is co-leading an analysis team to use the galaxy clustering and weak lensing data from DES to constrain a whole host of models that extend physics beyond lambda CDM. And I've, you know, kind of gone into the weeds on implementing the modeling and testing for a bunch of these. And then just to list a couple other things, like pretty broadly, I'm interested in developing tools to use DES data or other cosmological data, and particularly how different kinds of measurements can be complementary and what they can tell us about the universe. And in making sure that those inferences we're making are robust in terms of understanding our observational uncertainty and uncertainties inherent in sort of the tools we use to go from those observations to measurements. So things I've sort of dabbled in and work on related to DES and otherwise include things like blinding methodology to try and make sure experimenters don't unconsciously bias their results, metrics we use to evaluate tensions between different measurements. Right now I'm working with some other people to take a close look at the kind of MCMC sampler, the kind of tools we use to get parameter constraints. And then sort of beyond DES, I'm interested in exploring ways that we can go from these kind of one or two parameter models that we can constrain robustly and to try and make sure we understand what that can tell us about, say, more, complex underlying models. So yeah, I think I'll leave it at that. Oh, and I guess as a bit of a hobby, as you can maybe see from my slide, I've worked with some other people in DES to do some illustrations to convey some of DES science. So that's what some of these pictures are.